This is the oral history interview with Judge Joe Anderson for the 50th anniversary of the Political Science Department. This is being conducted on August 19th, 2024. Joe, do you consent to being recorded today?
Yes.
And could you name your, could you state your full name and your date of birth, please?
Joseph F. Anderson, Jr., November 16, 1949.
Alrighty. So we're going to start with our general personal questions. Okay. Just when and where were you born?
I was born in 1949. In the small town of Edgefield, South Carolina, which is right along the Savannah River between Aiken and Greenwood, small town.
Is that where you grew up, and did that change at any point during your childhood?
Spent my whole life there until college.
And what was your favorite academic subject growing up?
I guess I liked history. Mm-hmm. Didn't have political science in high school back then, but history, and particularly U.S. history and South Carolina history.
Were there any impactful extracurriculars that you were involved in growing up in South Carolina?
Well, small town athletics was a lot. I was on the football team. I was in the Boy Scouts of America. Got a lot of good memories from that. Didn't have Little League baseball back then in a small town, but my father bought a cotton field behind our backyard and cleared it off and made a little neighborhood baseball field, and we had pickup games there every Saturday. So,
was there a specific time when you were going through grade school and high school that you felt like college was where you were headed?
Yes, I intended to go to law school and become a lawyer, so I knew college was obviously a prerequisite for that.
So would you say that being a lawyer was your main career goal?
My father was a lawyer, and I never really gave any thought to anything other than becoming a lawyer. His father before him was a court reporter back in the old days when the court reporters took down the transcript by hand, shorthand, using shorthand. So that was always my career goal.
And did you feel you would find that career goal through Clemson?
Yes, my father went to Clemson. His brother went to Clemson. I attended my first Clemson football game in 1960. The first Carolina game we played here after Big Thursday, and we came up to all the home games. So we were just born and bred Clemson fans.
And do you recall your first introduction into political science at Clemson at all?
Either while I was applying or shortly after I enrolled here, I learned that they were starting a political science major. I'm not sure if my freshman year was the first year they had it or they went in the planning process, but obviously, going to law school, there's no such thing as a pre-law major per se. The law schools will tell you they just get a good general education, but I thought that was the best fit for me to, you know, prepare for law school.
And when did you specifically attend Clemson?
I was here from the fall of 68 through the spring of 72, 68 through 72.
And did your major or minor change at all while you were here?
Nope, didn't. No. Majored in political science, minored in history.
Did you attend any graduate programs after Clemson?
Law school at the University of South Carolina, 3 years there.
And what was your initial impression of the department? Did you enjoy your professors?
I try to remember the names. The three names I can remember: Jack Tuttle. He went by the nickname Happy Jack Tuttle. Walter Owens, and then Horace Fleming. Horace Fleming came to Clemson, I think, my junior year. I think he was just right out of the Army. And so he was a rookie professor, but he was a fantastic professor. And I developed a real close relationship with him that endured, you know, post-graduation. In fact, when he was a candidate to be president of Clemson, and he was a first runner-up, and I nominated him for that position, and I wish he'd gotten it, but he was a great man. He was actually director of the Strom Thurmond Institute for a few years after I left here.
And was there any specific research focus that you liked when you were in your undergrad for political science at all?
No specific subject area, I don't think. Just a political poli sci generally. In my history minor, I think I focused primarily upon the Reconstruction era in the South, which was, you know, when Clemson was started, and kind of helped bring the South out of the doldrums they were experiencing after the war.
And retrospectively, what do you think your most memorable class was during your time at Clemson? And if you can't remember a specific class, maybe talk about an anecdote.
It'll be a class taught by Horace Fleming, but I honestly can't remember the name. I try to take a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Mostly focused on domestic politics. Nothing. I remember I took one case, international relations or something. I didn't get a lot out of that. But remember writing a research paper for Horace Fleming, and my research paper was rejected Supreme Court nominees. There have been about 16 judges nominated for the U.S. Supreme Court who had been not confirmed by the Senate. One of those was Clement Haynsworth from Greenville, South Carolina. And interestingly, after I finished law school, I was a law clerk for Judge Haynsworth for 1 year.
And would you mind just describing your career now and a little bit of how you got to your career now?
Okay. I went to law school, returned to Edgefield to practice law with my father. Mm-hmm. Eventually, one of my brothers joined us. All three of my brothers went to Clemson also. So it was three of us in a small town practice. I decided to run for the state legislature representing Edgefield and part of Aiken County, and ran and was successful on my first try. It was a tough race. We had a 20-year incumbent and Congressman Butler, Derrick's brother. All of us were in the race together. We all were friends before the race and friends after it was over. Nope, not like it is today. Not a bad word said about anybody, but I was successful on the first ballot, and I was real proud to get in on the first ballot, and that was 1980, and served in the General Assembly until 1986, practicing law at the same time. And then 1986, I was nominated by President Reagan to be a federal district judge upon the recommendation of Senator Thurmond. The process by which presidents select federal judges is they normally look to the senators from their home state, the home state of the judge, for recommendations. And I was fortunate that Senator Thurmond recommended me in 86. I was appointed then, confirmed, and began my work in December of 86, and been doing it ever since. Still in office. I'm flunking retirement. Going to work Monday through Friday every day.
And would you say being here at Clemson specifically has influenced your career?
It did. Made a lot of friends here. I was in a fraternity and still have a lot of guys I hang out with and associate with that were in the fraternity. A lot of other friends that I stay in touch with. Clemson was a much smaller school back then. Mm-hmm. I don't know the enrollment, but it was probably 5,000 or 6,000 probably, mm-hmm. compared to today. It's unbelievable. But it was a smaller school, so people knew each other more, and a lot of collegiality and lasting friendships. Mm-hmm. I should say all three of my brothers went to Clemson, mm-hmm. and all my children but one went to Clemson. All my nieces and nephews went to Clemson. So we're a Clemson family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you returned to campus pretty often.
Yeah, and my brother Ben was legal counsel here at Clemson for 28 years, and he retired after 28 years.
What was Ben's full
name? Benjamin Anderson. And we lost him to lung cancer in 2015. He was a non-smoker that developed lung cancer, died at age 63. But he was a University of General Counsel. He claimed Clemson wanted to play football, walked on the football team, started all 4 years, and was inducted into the Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame.
And as you return to campus often, would you just mind commenting on the big changes Clemson has
just
had?
Just all the magnificent architecture. They just tore down the last of the tin cans, which was my freshman dormitory, the old A section, and the fantastic development around campus, and the new programs they've started. I've not been to the new chapel. I couldn't believe Clemson didn't have a chapel for so many years, but I understand it's just right up the hill from where we are here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm going to try to go by and see it before I
leave. Right,
later.
If you go up the stairs right outside these doors, it's right there on the right.
And there's the tremendous expansion in the student body and the athletic success, just golden age of Clemson athletics right now, I think. Mm-hmm. But I don't come to nearly as many home football games as I used to. I have bad vision, and when I'm sitting way up in the stands, I have a hard time reading the numbers sometimes. So that big screen TV in my den is mighty nice.
Works just the same, right?
But I came up last year on behalf of the law school to recruit Clemson graduates to go to law school at USC. Mm-hmm. Many of the really bright Clemson students were opting to go to the University of Georgia Law School. Mm-hmm. So Dean Hubbard, who's a personal friend of mine, actually a law school classmate of mine, asked me to come up and speak to the pre-law society here, mm-hmm. For students who were thinking about law school. So I was up here last February doing that.
Mm-hmm. Do you find you're interacting with Clemson graduates often when you're in D.C. and doing your job?
It's called a Second Century Society in Columbia, which is a Clemson alumni. They meet five times a year for lunch, and we have a speaker, usually somebody from the from campus. Mm-hmm. President Clement spoke last year, and the new vet school dean spoke. The historian spoke. I can't remember his name. The Clemson historian.
Otis Pickett?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
his office is right over there, actually. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
Have you been to the political science department at all recently? Since
I was by there early this year when Ben was working here. Mm-hmm. They approached the political science department. Approached my brother and I to contribute some money to name a classroom after my father, to equip a classroom and name it after my father. Mm-hmm. And so we did. This is 20, 25 years ago. We did, and there's a little plaque on the wall commemorating that we had donated the money, and I went by to see that. Mm-hmm. This sometime, I think it was last fall, mm-hmm. I think. But that's the last time, that's the most recent time I've been in the political science department. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you'd like to see Clemson's political science department achieve within the next few years?
You would know that better than I don't know. I know they have a pre-law society, mm-hmm. and my good friend Joel Collins helped form that organization years ago, and he still contributes financially to it. And it has had ups and downs. You know, over the years, they've had some good years with strong leadership, and then it's kind of waned, and I think they're back on the rise again now. Mm-hmm. I think Joel kind of invigorated them again. I think that's, you know, Clemson's known mostly for architecture, engineering, business, but still there's a need for Clemson graduates to go into the law as well. Mm-hmm. We need Clemson graduates in the legal profession. In fact, I should say, on our federal court, we have 10 judges, mm-hmm. 10 federal judges. Six of them are Clemson graduates.
Wow.
Six out of 10.
Wow.
Yep.
I did not know that. That's incredible. Were they graduating in the similar years as you, or?
No, different times. I guess Judge Henry Herlong is a little old. He's like 4 years older than me. He is still on our court. Mm-hmm. And Judge Brian Harwell is younger. Mary Lewis is younger. Sherry Lydon is younger. Mm-hmm. Who am I leaving out? I'm leaving out one. Anyway, I'm the second oldest.
Okay. Gotcha.
Judge Herlong's oldest. So it spans mm-hmm. 15, 20 years.
And then that's all the prepared questions that I have today. Is there anything that you'd like to add? Just anything revolving Clemson, political science, your career, anything personal?
Well, just glad to see the political science department doing so well. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe it's been 50 years. The older I get, the years just fly by. Mm-hmm. But I don't know too many. I did speak with the dean when I went by for my visit last fall. I missed him. I left my business card. He called me and we spoke, mm-hmm. and had a nice conversation with him. I've had a couple of Clemson poli sci professors as expert witnesses in redistricting litigation. Mm-hmm. And that's been 10, 15 years ago. But I've had, I can't remember his name, I think he's retired now, but he was an expert witness on redistricting and minority representation in drawing districts and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I think they're doing well. The Clemson brand is strong as ever,
yeah.
strong as ever. And not just in architecture and engineering and business and nursing, but in liberal arts as well.
Humanities.
Right.
I know there's been a push for Clemson for like more interdisciplinary mm-hmm. things. And
right.
one of the professors in the department now, Dr. William Lasser, he has really wanted to see their MA in policy studies
right.
be mixed with, you know, health sciences
right.
or nursing or any of the things that also involve like legal policy.
Mm-hmm.
He would like to see that happen mm-hmm. in the future, and I think
I might walk by the political science department when I leave here today. I'm not sure if too many people be in on it. The classes haven't started yet, but I'll try. I'll see.
Well, I thank you so much for your time. This has been an interview for the 50th anniversary of the political science department, and I thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank
that
you.
Was easier than I thought.